pack those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
And let's go, America. We are in Utah today. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is just after 8 a.m. Mountain Time because of where we are. It is Saturday, April 11th, 2026. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, the fastest 2 hours in travel is on. As we share in our destination spotlight segments that we do when we're back in studio, well, Utah is America's 45th state. It was admitted to the union in 130 years ago, Mary, 1896.
Celebrating 130 years.
Mary and I are broadcasting live via satellite across the USA to our nearly 620 AM and FM radio stations. I love all these stations. I have a few more coming, by the way. We've been out here all week. It's all part of the big Let's Go America tour, Park City. And we're currently transmitting from Sunrise Lodge. This property is part of the Hilton Grand Vacations family that you know is associated with our show. And we're located at the base of the Sunrise Lift at Canyons Resort, if you've been out here. So good morning, Mary. It's been a good week here in the Beehive State.
Good morning, Robert. Good morning to all of our listeners. Thanks for joining us today. It has been a very good week here in the Beehive State. And I think since the show is heard in all 50 states, we should probably explain what the Beehive State means and the
yes.
symbolism behind that. So the name was, this is the condensed version, the name was adopted to represent industry, perseverance, and hard work, which are the core values of the early Mormon pioneers who, of course, settled the state. So the beehive symbol is associated with the Book of Mormon, or Deseret, which means honeybee, and building community and a sense of all of that is all part of that. And you will see the beehive featured on the state's flag. It's the emblem. It's the official seal. You'll see it all over the
you
state.
You can't miss it. So listen, we are off to a good start today. We've already educated our listeners a bit. Now we need to entice them to come experience the state, which we'll try to do with all of you over the next 120 minutes. So Rudy, good morning. I know you've been out here to Park City in the past. Do you have a favorite memory of your time out here?
Well, you know, I've never been there in mild weather. I've only visited to ski several times, so I have nothing but good memories about the snow, which I know is about fading now.
The whole plan for us to be here was to be at the end of ski season, but Mother Nature did not cooperate. But I will tell you, it's okay. We've gone to the tulip festivals. We've done so many other things. Mary and I found snow. We just had to go a little further for it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, but I also never knew it was called the Beehive State until just now.
Well, see, Rudy, we've educated you as well today on the show. We like that.
That's good.
Exactly. You listen and participate. It's good. Bobby, you know, how are things there in Dallas at the Network Command Center today?
Absolutely beautiful, a little overcast, but wish I was in Utah.
Well, have you ever thought about coming out here with a family trip?
I have, yeah. No, I've got a friend who's from Salt Lake City and has always told me to go out there.
Well, I'll tell you, Rafe Sykes is the area general manager. He and the team here will take good care of you when you come.
Okay? They will welcome you and your family. You just get in touch with us and we'll help you out with that. So I do want to just quick quote. That was the Utah State song that we opened with, This is the Place. And this is a very patriotic state. So we thought we would play their anthem today. So since we were off last week for the Easter holiday, a big thanks to all of you who voted in our latest travel polls at rmworldtravel.com. And here are the results. Oh, my. Question one. What's the highest price you've ever paid for an airline ticket?
I like these results.
35% of you have paid more than $5,000 per person. 33% of you more than $1,500 per person, 21% of you more than $7,500 per person, and 10% of you have paid more than $10,000 per person.
Well, listen, if you're flying international and you are flying first class, that you're going to certainly hit those numbers.
Those numbers can go up, and of course, they'll be going up soon this summer again.
So here's question two that we asked. It kind of plays off of this. What's the highest price per night you've ever paid for a hotel room? And the results are over $500 per night, 37%, over $750 per night, 33%, over $1,000 per night, 20%, and over $2,500 per night, 11%. Mary, you and I have been in that category. We did not vote. But anyway, folks, new travel polls are going up as we speak on the show website, rmworldtravel.com, of course. Go check them out and vote. So now we're going to talk a little bit about Utah and set the scene for what's coming up today.
Yeah, so living on the East Coast in the New York City area as we do, and you know, similar to the way that I think we kind of perceive Colorado when we've been out there, certainly, and we've seen it, Utah is a state I think a lot of people associate with great skiing and just beautiful mountains and the outdoors. As you said, Mother Nature, spring did come a little earlier this year, but that's a good segue into the fact that this is a fantastic destination for the summer. The Mighty Five National Parks are all located here in Utah. They are Zion, Bryce Canyon, Arches, Canyonlands, Capitol Reef. They're all different. You're going to hear more about that ahead in Hour 2 today. And here in Park City, you're definitely going to find world-class ski resorts. You've got Park City Mountains, the largest ski resort in the United States with more than 300 trails. There's also Deer Valley. That's very popular. Woodward Park City is here as well. And Utah hosted the 2002 Winter Olympic Games. Well, they're going to do it again in 2034. And later this hour, Robert and I are going to take all of you to Utah Olympic Park as Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation CEO Colin Hilton will join us on the show.
We had a very good time while we were there. So
we
hour two
did.
Today, folks, we'll also have us talking with Fraser Bullock here live on set. He's the executive chairman of Utah's 2034 Winter Olympics. He was also involved in the 2002 as well. Mary mentioned all the skiing in and around Park City, which is true, just not now, however. And if you've never been here, folks, listen, the charming Main Street, it's a place I hope you all get to experience at some point. It's very walkable.
Yeah.
It's at the heart of this former 19th century silver mining town. You can feel and see the history. It's made up of more than 200 different businesses, upscale restaurants, art galleries. We've spent time there, boutiques. Peaks Moore, all in these preserved historic buildings. Park City, by the way, it's about 30 miles or so east of Salt Lake City, to give you an idea where we are. We spent time over in that vibrant city a few times this week. And we'll take you to the Family Research Library towards the end of the show, which you want to stay tuned in for that in the J Block. By the way, you know, we haven't had time to do the Bonneville Salt Flats. I wanted to do that on this trip.
Yeah, couldn't fit it in. We'll come
back.
But
a trip to this part of the country should include, you know, some engagement with Great Salt Lake. We did that.
Yeah.
It's the largest saltwater lake in the Western Hemisphere.
It's
about 75 miles long, 35 miles wide. So,
and then just about 20 minutes south of Salt Lake City is Lehigh, Utah, and right there is the Thanksgiving Point Tulip Festival. So because spring came early, the tulips did as well. And more than 400,000 tulips, 175 varieties. We had a great time with that this week.
We did.
And, you know, as you're going to hear over the show today, and our team has been sharing photos up on all of our social media channels. There's a lot of great photos. Go check them out. And we're going to talk Utah over the next 2 hours.
All right. We're going to have an abridged travel news roundtable. First thing, we all have to, I think every American out there feels proud of what we saw with Artemis II landing last evening just after 8:07 Eastern time. That was great. If you're a golf fan, it's a big weekend, Masters weekend. We'll Rory McIlroy, will he be able to get his second green jacket? And Rudy, I know we were talking just before the show started, the airlines, they just keep doing it to us, raising the fares and so forth. American, they just raised their fares. They matched the three other airlines. And now it's $50 for a bag, $60 for a second. If you're in basic economy, it's $55 and $65. So any thoughts on that?
It's a compelling reason to get an airline-affiliated credit card. I mean, particularly if you travel more than twice a year and have to check bags, a $95 fee makes that credit card worthwhile.
Well, that music tells us, folks, we're going to our first break of the day. When we return, HGV's Glenn Windsor is here. He's ready to go. He's already on set. The big Let's Go America Tour Park City broadcast is back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Regent Seven Seas Cruises delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions that are always included at no charge. The quality of entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board are outstanding. There's anytime access to the spa facilities, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no additional charge, plus free Wi-Fi, free valet service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and so much more. For more info, go to rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or you know what to do, folks. Go to rmworldtravel.com, just look under sponsors, and go experience the world. Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at TravelGuard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, TravelGuard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at TravelGuard.com/carry. Or, as always, just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit GoColette.com/United States. That's go, GoColette.com/United States, or find that link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Hey everyone, Robert Mary here saying wherever travel takes you, fuel your wanderlust with more ways to get away.
Featuring a proud legacy with distinctive Hilton service, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that deliver lasting vacation memories. With 200 plus resorts around the U.S. and internationally, they provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Find more information and go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com. Or as always, as a show listener, you know what to do, folks. Go to RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Happy travels, everyone.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
And let's go, America, as we now move into the guest portion of the program. Mary and I welcome you back to HGV's Sunrise Lodge and the big Let's Go America tour, Park City. This portion of the program will be sponsored by Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
Come travel with Robert and me this October. I can promise you we are going to have an absolute blast. We're going to go from Malta to Sicily. We're going to visit Lower Italy. We're going to go to Dubrovnik, Kotor, and we have three top destinations in Greece, including Santorini, Athens, and we're heading to Turkey, Istanbul, and Ephesus. This special Let's Go America Tour Southern Mediterranean cruise will have all of us traveling aboard Regent's newest ship, Seven Seas Grandeur, for 12 nights. The dates are October 20th through November 1st. Most of the bookings are full. There are still, I think there are two available for you to book and come travel with us. So where are you two? You're out there.
Next week, we're going to announce what we're doing with them for 2027, so you want to tune in for that. It's going to be 10 countries and 14 nights in the North Sea and Baltics. But right now, they've got a great sale that's going on. So Regent delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea. It's why we're partnering with them. Go to rssc.com/rmworldtravel for all the details. And make sure you get your spot booked with us for 2026, and you'll want to be a part of 2027.
All right. As we share different sides of Park City and Salt Lake City with all of you today, we're starting here at Sunrise Lodge. It's conveniently located near just about every outdoor activity that you can engage in Park City. And of course, it does offer direct ski access. Joining us live on set on Mic 4 is Glenn Windsor. He's the Area Vice President of Resort Operations for Hilton Grand Vacations.
Glenn, nice to have you part of the program today with us. Say a big hello to America.
Hello, America. It's great to be on America's number one travel radio
show.
Well,
it's great to have you here with us.
By the way, do you need anybody to carry your bags on this upcoming trip? Because I'm a servant type of guy. I'm more than happy.
Well, you know hospitality with your background, that's for sure.
Servant leader.
So, listen, you know, and we appreciate you flying up from the Phoenix Scottsdale area, where the show is heard down there, so you could say hello to some family members.
Hello, good morning to my beautiful wife, if she's up listening.
Well, listening. So, you know, listen, you're responsible for this property, Sunrise Lodge, as well as Cedar Breaks, the other HGV property that's in Utah. It's down in Bryanhead. In total, you're overseeing 20 different locations in the company. I want to focus on Utah just to begin with right now.
Sure.
Talk about Sunrise Lodge, where we are here in Park City. Last year at this time, Mary and I, we were at Las Palmeras Resort with Ray Miller in Orlando.
Yep.
He had been here previously, raved about this location. He's been communicating with us as well. We've been out here. So I want you to share, you know, with our listeners, what makes Sunrise Lodge such a popular property?
Well, Ray kind of grew up in this area working with the leader here, so that's a great shout-out. Sunrise Lodge, I mean, what an incredible resort right here in the midst of Park City in the canyons area. We have a brand new gondola steps from our front drive, so we're very excited about that. Just a beautiful, beautiful resort, settled, looking up at these gorgeous mountains as you look out the window. Large accommodations. We have fireplaces in all the rooms, special amenities. We have shuttles into the historic downtown area that you mentioned earlier. It's just really an incredible, and you walk out, there's all sorts of fun restaurants and areas to go for après-ski all day long, apparently. Yeah,
you're in the middle of it all here, no question.
Yeah. I mean, what a lovely picture you just painted. So, Glenn, 4 years ago, we built the partnership we share with Hilton Grand Vacations atop the partnership that we have with Hilton. And in addition to Orlando, we've enjoyed Virginia, South Carolina, Hawaii, St. Martin, Las Vegas, and now, of course, here in Utah. So between the continued growth of new properties, along with the acquisition of Blue Green Vacations and Diamond Resorts, there's a lot of good energy happening right now in the HGV family. You've been General Manager of the Year two separate times for Hilton. You're a good person to ask this question. What do you think are some differentiators that you say separates Hilton Grand from others in the vacation ownership space?
Great, good question, and thank you for that shout-out, by the way. It was a few years back with Hilton. Very proud
congrats.
Of those.
You should
very
be.
Very proud
yeah.
of that. Thank you. Yeah, we, first of all, the iconic brand, the best brand in the business, and Hilton, of course, being associated with that name, is extremely iconic, and so we're very proud of that. You know, and again, you know, this is a brand that's run by incredible leadership, led by our CEO Mark Wang, who really walks the talk. He has a mission of putting people first. We have 22,000 employees now with our company, over 200 resorts, 770,000 members at last count. And his true north is taking care of our team members. And as a result, the beneficiary are our guests and owners. And really, it starts with him. And he walks it out every day. We consistently are at the top when it comes to surveys on best places to work. And when you have engaged team members, it all just
Kind of works. As you just said, that all is part of the magic and the recipe, if you
will,
that makes
it's the secret sauce for sure.
Yeah,
and,
no question.
We're very proud of that. And you know, just spent actually a couple of days with Mr. Wang, and he's the real deal.
Well, there's no question. And everybody we've encountered, Mark's been on the program a few times with us, they all have high praise. So you have a very interesting background I want to talk about, Glenn, because it clearly shows you have a passion for hospitalities and the hospitality sector of travel. You know, going back 40 years or so, you were working with Four Seasons. Similar to things that I learned when I was working with Disney ABC, you're not going to have a better foundation in hospitality than Four Seasons. You then moved on to the Canadian branded Delta Hotels. That was before they were bought out by a different company a few years ago. And then you made the move to Hilton, as Mary said, in 2000. Some people may know Bonnet Creek in Orlando. You ran that for years. You did some special projects in Las Vegas with the company. But over the past 5 years, you've been making your mark on the Hilton Grand side of the business. What is it that you love about the hospitality sector of travel, and maybe things that your past experiences, you know, have influenced what you're doing today?
Well, thanks for the question. Yeah, I think it all started, you know, early in my lifetime, and I got a chance to work for Four Seasons, as you mentioned, and have an Isidore Sharp just pop into your property. We were, I think, a block away from our home office, and he would pop in and share his philosophies on servant leadership and how to take care of people. From that moment on, I got to work for many, many great leaders throughout my career. Chris Nassetta, of course, leading Hilton Hotels, an incredible visionary leader. And then, of course, Mark Wang. So, you know, you take that foundation of servant leadership, people serving people, and then really we're in the business of serving people. And so you really study how to become a good leader in that world and how to grow in that, which is really a
Well, just watching you here, again, it's radio, but we can just tell how you light up as you're talking about this.
Yeah, it's what I was born to do. It's in my DNA. It's wonderful. We love this business, those of us that work in it, and it's what we do. So we love taking care of guests, and we love hospitality. So Hilton and Grand Vacations, again, just back to that for a minute, you know, how that lines up with my DNA. We are so, you know, when you have team members who are cared for, valued, and respected, it just resonates across the brand. And so, you know, it allows us to really provide that, what we call heartfelt hospitality, to our guests every single day.
So let's build on that. That's a good segue here. Let's build on the fact that, first of all, travel today is very different than it was years ago, whether it's from social media and just all the access that people have and the decisions and choices that they have out there. But companies that don't evolve and change often don't fare well mid and long term. So in terms of the team and all of that and the strong leadership, what are some ways this all trickles down to the guest experience, and how does the HGV team continue to evolve for guests?
Well, yeah, another great question. Thank you for that. And again, as you know, our guests are the beneficiaries of team members who are highly engaged. Our team members are looking not just to provide transactional service, but they're looking to provide this heartfelt service, which is really one step more. You know, you're expecting a clean room, you're expecting a great check-in, you're expecting a nice room. That's all great. We've met your expectations. How do we go one step more, and how do we leave a legacy in your family of memories? And how do we instill that across 22,000 team members? And that's what we do really, really well. In addition to that, I think travelers are really looking for differences. You know, it's a lot's changed in the last 5 years, and they're looking for alternative accommodations. They're looking for experiences when they travel. And I think Hilton Grand Vacations has really capitalized on that. We obviously have incredible accommodations across over 200 resorts.
All right, well, I'm going to interrupt you. I want to talk about that with you because, you know, we've reported on the opening of the new Kyoto property in Japan a few weeks ago here on the show. But I would enjoy hearing from you. You mentioned you have the 20 markets and so forth, the 20 properties. What are some HGV resorts that people listening around the country right now, you think, hey, you should give us a little bit of attention and so forth, and you urge them to go experience them?
Yeah, well, absolutely. We have some incredible resorts across, as I mentioned, over 200 resorts worldwide, and the Kyoto resort that just opened in Japan. I mean, just first class resort in Kyoto.
We may see that next year. We're going to be over.
Yeah, that's a great place to broadcast from. And then the Kahuku property that we have opening up in Waikiki. End of the summer, approximately. Okay. It's going to be another incredible resort. But we have these experiences that we call Hilton Ultimate Access. And we provide these experiences and throughout all of our resorts. And I think Las Vegas is a great one where we host F1. In Orlando, we have several resorts where we're now hosting the...
You're not going to go wrong with these.
Kickoff LPGA event, Tournament of Champions. Yeah. And so many cool things you can do on these experiences.
So, Glenn, listen, I say it's the fastest 2 hours in travel. Thank you very much,
Glenn,
for being here.
Thank you so much.
Folks, when we return from this bottom of the hour break, we're going to take you to Utah Olympic Park. Colin Hilton, another Hilton name, is going to be on the show. Today's big Let's Go America Tour Park City returns after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs, plus you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry, or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
We love the Helix sleep mattresses, and there's a spring savings event happening this month at helixsleep.com/carry with 20% off site wide. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and they let you try it for 120 nights risk free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, Let's Go America. Here we come with the C Block live from Utah today. Mary and I are broadcasting from Hilton Grand Vacations Sunrise Lodge. And today's big Let's Go America tour, Park City, well, we're sponsored by Simply Safe.
And there's no safe like Simply Safe. Whether you're traveling somewhere near or maybe your travels will take you far away, you can still have peace of mind that your home or even your small business is always being looked after.
Well, it's something we all want when we're out there traveling. Folks, they have everything you need to make your place safe. All monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than $1 a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's C-A-R-E-Y. You're going to save 50% as a show fan today. Or go to rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors. You'll find a direct link.
All right. As part of our Utah travels all this week, we enjoyed a visit to Utah Olympic Park right here in Park City and spent some time with the CEO of the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, Colin Hilton, and hear some of that conversation.
So, Colin, after a role in Atlanta's 1996 Summer Games, you moved out here to Utah to oversee venues for the 2002 Winter Games. The Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation essentially actually came out of those games. Clearly, it was a success since it's still here. So I'd like you to share with our listeners today, you know, the main purpose of the foundation. And is it common for Olympic venues to have legacy foundations, or is this also a Utah legacy?
What is so great about the Utah story is that legacy really wasn't a term in the Olympic movement until Utah started to think about putting on the 2002 games. As early as 7 years before the games, the leaders in Utah thought about not just hosting a three-week sporting event, but to also have a plan as to what to do with the Olympic and Paralympic venues afterward. And so the powers and purposes of our Legacy Foundation were actually put together 7 years before the games, and I'm just proud that now 23 years later, after 24 years later, after the games, we are keeping the venues not only open, but they're four times busier today than right after 2002.
That's a huge accomplishment, Colin. Congratulations. Within the Legacy Foundation, there are three main training and competition venues. You've got Soldier Hollow Nordic Center, Utah Olympic Oval, and where we are today, we're actually sitting right next to a massive training center, and you can see some of these ski jumps as soon as you get into Park City off I-80. Give everyone who's listening a little bit, just a few of the highlights about what they can do here in the summertime when they visit here at Utah Olympic Park.
Well, this facility built for the Olympics is really also a community recreation center and available to the public at large to come enjoy not only seeing athletes and teams training, but you can actually come and learn to do a backflip into our freestyle aerial pool. You can do public bobsled rides. You can do alpine slides or zip lines. We have as many as 1,500 to 2,000 people a day during the summertime to watch and partake in activities right here at the Olympic Park.
Amazing. And the other venues that I mentioned, one is to our south and nearby Heber Valley, and the other one's west of us, a little closer to Salt Lake City, the Olympic Oval. Do those venues also offer public opportunities in the summer?
Absolutely. Soldier Hollow is our Nordic Center. We actually do mountain biking as an activity
fun
that can be done there. We also have what's called the biathlon experience. And so biathlon is a little cardio activity. We usually have people do a little walk or run around a cone and then calm themselves, aim and shoot a 22 or a laser rifle to experience a biathlon experience.
Robert, that sounds like fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun, exactly. So, Colin, you know, looking ahead, Mary and I, we've already seen all of the promotion that's going on. You can't be in Utah and not know about the 2034 Winter Olympics that are coming. And, you know, only a handful of cities in the world have had the honor of hosting winter games more than once. Salt Lake City will now be one of those as well. So what motivates you to continue to build Utah's successful Olympic legacy?
Well, it's because these facilities are already built. We don't have to build anything to host another games. And we have such a good developed legacy story. I want to see that through. I want to see a long-term financial model. And that involves engaging the public in use of these facilities every day. And so we have activities not only for youth, but adults to come and partake in our speed skating oval or ice skating facilities, Soldier Hollow, the Olympic Park. And we just think Olympic venues should be for everybody.
Well,
and that is what we're doing and what we will continue
to do. And that's clear
do
when it's here. Well, really quick, people are hearing this. They want to spend maybe their summer here. They're thinking, you said that it comes alive after Memorial Day and so forth. Reservations needed, anything like that, or what's the process?
Best thing is to book a reservation online ahead of time to a facility like the Olympic Park. All of that information is at our website. We're just so pleased to have our visitors from out of state as well as in state come and enjoy these facilities.
Well, and they are certainly something to enjoy. And Colin, we appreciate everything that you do, you and your team. And thank you. Thank you for spending some time with us today in your busy schedule.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, folks, as we bring you back live now, you know, from the bobsled ride that they're currently changing over from rails to wheels for summer to the ski museum. I mean, seeing the Olympic athletes in action that you can do, I think Friday and Saturday nights they talked to us about, Mary. Don't miss visiting Utah Olympic Park when you come to Park City, okay? And by the way, it's about a six-minute car ride from where we're broadcasting from today.
Very convenient. You can't miss it right off I-80, and yet it's yet another reason that Park City is not only a fabulous winter destination, but it is a fantastic summer destination. So
it is.
Right?
We we really had such a good experience.
Yeah,
and by the way, the views, if you just go up there for the views alone.
I'm ready to compete against you in the biathlon.
You are?
Yes. Let's do it after the show today. Okay. All right. As the music gets ready to play to take us into this next quick break, we're going to talk Park City real estate in just a few minutes, something that we found quite interesting out here this week. But up next, Marie's going to share This Is the Place Heritage Park. As our big Let's Go America tour, Park City continues on this April 11th. Don't go anywhere. There is a lot more still to come.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry, or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe, even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals. It costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%, or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
With Mother's Day coming up, it's a great time to find a gift that actually fits into your mom's everyday life. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a super comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. Celebrate the moms in your life and go to buyraycon.com/carry to get 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. That's buyraycon.com/carry for 15% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house. From Olympic Park in Utah, where Robert and Mary are currently ensconced, the big Let's Go America tour Park City continues, and this portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. Here's a simple way to look and feel your best. These days, everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? Well, we've got an answer. It's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N, that you can buy now at TakeLean.com. The results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. And if that's you, let's get you started at TakeLean.com. Use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, and you'll save 20%. That's 20% off with code CARRY at TakeLean.com, plus free rush shipping. You can find a link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, there's a place in Utah called This Is the Place. No, it's not a neighborhood tavern. It's a Utah state park, and our next guest knows all about it. Brian Westover is the manager of Engager Experience at This Is the Place Heritage Park in Salt Lake City. Brian, welcome to the show. So This Is the Place has an address at Salt Lake City, but it's 450 acres in size. So I'm not sure, is it fair to call it an urban park? Describe this place to us and explain that unusual name.
Absolutely. Yes, This Is the Place Heritage Park. It is a Utah State Park, as you said, and we are located right at the mouth of Emigration Canyon. I'm right by the Hogle Zoo and University of Utah. And the reason it's called that is because the first group of European primitive settlers that came into the Salt Lake Valley to settle was the Mormons with their leader Brigham Young. And the story goes that when they crested the canyon and came out over the valley, that he said, this is the place, saying, we're done. We've walked long enough. This is where we're going to stick it out and stay. So go ahead and, you know, hobble your horses and start building your houses. So
it's like the people who saw California and said, Eureka, right?
Yes, very much thing. Like that.
Oh, I love it so well. It has a Salt Lake City address, but I've, of course, looked at your website before talking to you. And there, I see people riding horseback through open fields. I see pictures of people having weddings. This is a park where there's a lot of stuff going on, I gather.
A lot of stuff going on. We have, like you mentioned, 450 acres. And on that land, we have over 60 pioneer-era structures. And some of those are replicas that we've built to kind of emulate the buildings at the time. But a lot of them are originals that have been moved there from all throughout the state of Utah so that they can be preserved and appreciated by more people in one location.
And not only are they there, you have, it's sort of like old Williamsburg in Williamsburg, Virginia. You actually have people in period costumes or period clothes wear that are doing some of the things that we used to have to do long before we had things that did it for us.
Yes, absolutely. Those homes are staffed with pioneers who can tell the stories in the houses and talk about how people lived back in that time. We have businesses such as a drugstore and a printing press and a bank where they can explain the commerce and that side of life in the 1800s of Utah. We also have trade shops such as a pottery and a wood shop and a blacksmith and a tinsmith shop where folks can see those trades and those handicrafts being demonstrated in working shops that actually produce things just like they were done back in that time.
These are difficult times. Brian, so I'm probably coming there for panning for gold. Does anybody ever find any gold?
Every minute of every day that we're open.
Oh, very clever. That's a very clever answer. So this is this is obviously a place kids would love.
Absolutely.
Because you got, you have animals, live animals all over the place, train rides. What the heck?
Yes. We have train rides. They can ride a train around the park. They can ride on ponies. They can pan for gold. They can do hands-on crafts. They can go in the tinsmith shop and stamp their name or initials on a keychain and make it and keep it and take it home. They can, at the pottery, they can make like bowls out of clay and marble. And they can do hands-on things. Like in the leather shop, they can stamp their name on a piece of leather and take that with them as a forever reminder of the great day they had at This Is the Place.
And if any kids are listening, Brian has not even mentioned Brigham's Donuts, the ice cream shop, or the XCMI Kid and Candy Shop?
Okay. The ZCMI Candy Shop.
Oh, Z, sorry.
You're fine. It's short for Zion's Cooperative Mercantile Institution. And they were actually the world's first department stores, and they originated in pioneer-era Utah. And so in our ZCMI store, it's like an old-time candy shop where the kids can say three of these or five of these or one scoop of that and get the kinds of candy they want. And then, of course, we do have our Brigham Donut Shop. The donuts are cooked right there in front of you. And we do ice cream during our summer season and all kinds of fun things to eat there as well.
Very nice. Brian is the head of all kinds of experiences at This Is the Place, the Utah State Park. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Of course.
There are many reasons to visit Utah: skiing, hiking, biking. And when the show returns, Robert and Mary will be joined live on set by two leaders who know Park City real estate like no others. The Let's Go America Tour Park City returns after this break.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. As Mary and I reconnect with you from Sunrise Lodge in Utah, it is 52 minutes past the hour, and this week's big Let's Go America tour, Park City, is moving right along. Before we get to the two guests we have here live on set, we're sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel, but you're not such a fan of all the travel planning, well, we encourage you to go guided with Colette. Colette's regionally based design team seek out the best restaurants, activities, and day trips, so all you have to do is enjoy them.
Sounds nice. We like that. From small group tours, river cruises, destination gems, every Colette adventure includes terrific accommodations, dining, and transportation. Plus knowledgeable tour managers with built-in free time, which Mary and I like, so you can do your own thing. Go connect with them at gocolette.com or check out rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, as we keep mixing things up this morning, joining us live here on set on mics 3 and 4, we have Jennifer Armandi, CEO of Park City's Board of Realtors, as well as a principal in the Sotheby's-affiliated Hudgens Harrison Real Estate Team, and the president of Park City's Board of Directors for the Board of Realtors, Gretchen Hudgens.
Jen, Gretchen, very nice. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having us.
Well, appreciate you being here with us today. So, Gretchen, you know, it's been a number of years since I was last in Salt Lake City.
Yes.
I've seen a number, the numbers suggesting it's the fifth fastest growing city in America. There are still many landmarks, obviously, that I recognize when we were there. We've been there a couple times this week. But the growth that we've seen, it amazing, especially when we go south, Lehigh and those areas, right? You've got more than a decade of experience selling real estate here in Park City. Between what I just mentioned about Salt Lake City, the popularity of Park City, the growth that's happening to our south here in the Heber Valley, give folks an idea of the range of housing that they'll find for sale in the area and maybe some typical prices.
Absolutely. The growth here is exponential, as you've mentioned. And what we're seeing is a really diverse mix of product for housing that people are looking for, and so that is what's being developed. Everything from luxury condos to townhomes to our huge estates, and something that maybe is a little bit more attainable as well for our workers that are trying to make a life here and provide for our travelers.
Yeah, that's a great point, because there are a lot of people who work in hospitality who definitely need that attainable pricing point. Jennifer, you recently took on your role as CEO here in Park City. From another beautiful part of the country, you used to live, Cape Cod, where we've also done a big Let's Go America tour. We just did it a few years ago. We know that area well. The show's being heard there today as well. What have you learned about Park City that's maybe a little different from that area of the country, and what are your thoughts on Park City as a destination?
So what I find really interesting, to first talk about what you mentioned about what's different, there are so many similarities, which I did not expect when I first started coming out here. But what I find is different is really the fact that when you're coming from outside of Park City, you think of it as a winter destination. What really shocked me is just how much of a seasonal destination it is in the summer as well. This really provides a place of year-round activities for families and for individuals, from skiing and, you know, snowboarding all the way to mountain biking. Mm-hmm. There's a plethora of things that you can do to be outside and enjoy the environment that we have. So that was something that I didn't anticipate, that there was a summer season here as well.
That's which we were learning too this week. Yeah.
So, you know, Mary and I would like to build off of each other with the questions and so forth. And, you know, Gretchen, I'll come back to you. So I'm sure, listen, the big Let's Go America Tour Park City, it will certainly help boost tourism to the area here. There's no question about that. But, you know, what are a few things that you recommend to listeners, you know, that they come experience? We've got a large audience. There's a little over almost 620 stations, about 1.3 million people tuned in out there across the country. So I'm sure a percentage of them will want to come to Park City if they haven't been here before. They want to come back. But what are some things you'd recommend that you just say are unique to this part of the country?
Yeah, you know, the thing about Utah that's really great is obviously we are known for our outdoor activities. You've got amazing skiing in the northern part of Utah, but our Red Rocks in southern Utah is also spectacular. We have the UOP, but also we're big on our fine arts. We love shows, we get off Broadway, our concert series are really incredible. And so the arts and culture is not to be missed in Utah as well.
We did it, Mary and I did a drive earlier in the week out to Mirror Lake.
Ah, beautiful.
That was gorgeous driving out there.
Absolutely, you know,
stunning. We had to drive out to find
and
snow
to
when we did.
The point about the art, the art galleries in Old Town here are fantastic. Some of the nicest art galleries we've seen on our travels are right here in Park City.
Absolutely.
So, Jen, last year Park City's real estate market posted the second highest sales volume in the area's history. We've seen numbers near $6 billion when combining single-family homes and condos. We've also noticed this week a lot of younger people living here. What are your thoughts on the demographics and any thoughts on growth for the area?
What we're seeing in the industry across the country is that there's been a great shift in wealth. There are a lot of people that are younger generations that are their families are giving them what they would normally inherit mm-hmm. before they would actually pass away. And so there is a very, very large shift
Lucky
in the
them.
Wealth. Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of recognition that affordability is tough across the country, especially here in Utah. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of families are saying, let me help you while I'm alive. Let me help you achieve that goal of home ownership. And so as a result, we're seeing the shift, which means that younger generations are able to get into purchasing homes that are in more of a luxury area than we've generally seen.
I would just say this for as a tip to folks. We went to High West Distillery the other night for dinner, and there's a new law that's in Utah that anybody, they're going to card you. You could be 96 years old.
Yes, take your license.
Take your license or you're not getting into a restaurant. So far.
They did amend it a little bit on April 1st. They decided that was a little bit
It was a stark thing. Yeah. We live in the New York City area, but listen, Jennifer, Gretchen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes,
I really appreciate
it.
Nice to meet the both of you. Okay.
So thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we're going to get ready to throw this back to Dallas. That's going to be how we wrap hour one of the program. Mm-hmm. Hour two is coming. If you thought hour one was busy, well, hour two is going to be even busier. And folks, our big Let's Go America tour Park City will continue. Keep those radios locked in. You can also catch the show live on our Listen Live button or through the archives. And this program, as you all know, it will be posted by about 2 p.m. Eastern time today after it runs across our network. Right now, as we're triangulating through satellite from Utah to Dallas to Denver and all places in between. We'll be back in a little bit, folks.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.